We're joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krawick. His third qualifying pass of 6.801 seconds at 198.79 mile per hour took him to the top of the category. Eddie, you secured your 45th number one career qualifier. Can you talk about reaching that milestone?
Yeah, wow. That's actually pretty interesting there. I think the only one ahead of me is Angel, and that's my teammate now. So that's kind of an interesting stat. Last one, I think I tied Matt Hines and Andrew, and then we got it going back and forth. But nonetheless, I got a great crew that's behind me. It's not me that's doing it. I get to ride the motorcycle, and everybody that puts forth the effort and gives me the bike to go down a track. And, you know, it's just fun to come out here, have a great bike, have a good bike going into race day, and make clean laps down the track. This last session is a little tricky. It's kind of a weird saying to say that the track was too good, but it's so good here in Chicago that with the cloud, well, rain and everything, the way that it worked out and then got really dark, track gets very tight, and we're not able to build the proper wheel speed that we want. But, it'll be good for tomorrow. I'm excited. Got a great bike going into race day.
Do you think that this last qualifying session helped you gather the data you're going to need for tomorrow, despite it not being in what you consider most favorable conditions?
Yeah, I think it'll let you know, because we're going to be somewhere in between our probably Q3 and this for tomorrow. So we already know, we have an idea. I just know if I went with that setup here to get down this track, it wasn't going to get me down a track. So we'll go back, adjust, make all the proper changes, and be ready for race day.
You've had a good season. Your teammate, Andrew Hines, has had a great season as well. Talk about kind of what's going on in your camp and the thought process of heading into tomorrow and your expectations.
Well, I'd say, he's had a great season. I've had a great season also, you know, going to a bunch of final rounds. Haven't been able to get it done on Sunday because he's been knocking me off, my teammate. So me and him will collectively sit down, look at all the information and data, see what we got, and put tune-ups into motorcycles. I know we have great bikes. I know we have good race day setup, so I don't see any problem there. Ultimately, you're trying to rotate the earth when you get into these conditions. So I'm just coming out here to look at making good, clean laps down the track, because that's what it's going to take to win. There's a solid 8 to 10 motorcycles out there that have a legitimate 100% chance of winning. So you need to do your job as a rider, as a tuner, and as a team to get everything all together.
Awesome. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.